mornings go better with Ed Goodman, Cindy Collins, and the most music in St. Louis.
KECK, Salt Rock 102.5.
Soft Rock 102.5, KZK St. Louis, Mariah Carey showing off her seven. She's got a seven-octave range.
Unbelievable.
And there was the top end of it. Right there, glass shattering throughout the world. 6:01, good morning, Ed Goodman, Cindy Collins, and the KZK Morning Show.
And later on this morning, we're going to talk with a couple of guys who are... have a way for you to check and see if your PC at home is ready for Y2K.
Yeah, these guys are, all told, less than 40 years old. When added together, they're the brightest guys you've ever seen.
It's so sad.
You know, they're really computer geeks. They know everything about it, and they've come up with a great way for us to check our personal PCs. And a lot of people are just kind of ignoring that going into the year 2000, thinking, our computer's okay. What's the big deal? As long as the check's clear, we're all right.
Yeah, they've got a way for you to find out for sure.
Also, later this morning, we're going to have some Muni tickets to give away and an opportunity also for you to win a trip to London. And we're going to announce, I guess, Emmys today. Emmy nominations come out a little later this morning. See if your favorite TV show is on the list.
Right now it's 6:02 and Jim Cox has news.
Thanks, Cindy. We are at 79 degrees under a mostly clear sky. And News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's forecast is brought to you by GCO Carpet and Color Tile Outlet. I'm Jim Cox from the KEZK Newsroom.
Soft Rock 102.5 KEZK makes your workday more enjoyable. Turn KEZK on at work and hear the difference we can make while you work with continuous Soft Rock favorites.
KEZK Soft Rock 102.5.
Now I have the time of my life.
Get up and get going with Ed Goodman, Cindy Collins, and the KEZK Morning Show.
KEZK, Salt Rock 102.5.
Here I am at 6 o'clock in the morning. I need you now.
Soft Rock 102.5, KEZK, an alias, more than words can say. It's 6:18. Good morning. This is Ed Goodman along with Cindy Collins in the KEZK Morning Show.
Well, we've got a yellow air quality day, a heat advisory also in effect. It'll be mostly sunny up to 98 with a heat index of 105 to 110. Fair tonight dropping all the way down to 80 degrees and then back up near 100 tomorrow. It's 84 now. Weather brought to you by Cope Marine.
And the umpires are starting, it seems like, in the major leagues, wither a little bit, and not necessarily from the heat, but seems like there may be a little internal discord, huh?
Yeah, well, apparently, Bud Selig's office gave them a Friday deadline.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Take back your resignation, or guess what? We're going to accept it.
What? Yes.
Oh, no, nothing. I sort of broke in there.
Well, that's okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, right. Didn't mean to startle you all there.
No, it just woke us up. That's
right, me too.
Yeah, right. Well.
No, but I was just saying with Cindy, it seems like the union problem is what's...
Mm-hmm. You don't have any sympathy for these guys at all, do you?
Well, you know, they're a great group of guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, and there are some umpires that are really... I mean, we know Rich...
Rieker.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Who's mm-hmm. very nice.
Right.
Nick and I rode up in the elevator from the other night's game with Eric Gregg, who is very nice.
He takes up a lot of room on an elevator, doesn't
he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but look, he's lost a lot of weight over the years,
yes,
and I admire
has.
Him for doing that.
I'm going to send him a bottle of Metabolife. Go ahead. What were you saying?
But I don't know why these guys are striking, are resigning,
mm-hmm.
which is what they're doing, without letting us know what it is that the problem is.
I think what I can gather out of all of this is that they're trying to get the Major League Baseball to give them a better deal than what they've got. Their mm-hmm. contract evidently was supposed to go into negotiations at the end of this season. And they thought it was going to be a very confrontational kind of thing and wasn't going to be very productive, and they weren't going to get what they wanted, which basically is to be an independent contractor to Major League Baseball. The umpires want to form their own company, as I understand it, and then contract that company's work to Major League Baseball.
Now, could they do that? Would that mean getting rid of the union?
I think that's the whole...
Well, then maybe that's what the whole problem is Richie Phillips knows that that's what they want to do, and he's muscling his way into it. I don't know.
And evidently, they couldn't keep the ranks held together at the minor league level because the AAA umpires are ready to jump in September 2nd and take over the World Series. So
I think it's interesting that, you know, they go, okay, we're all just going to quit, and that's it. And then when Bud Selig says, well, okay, then, it's like, well... Wait a minute, this wasn't such a good idea. Let's get rid of the union chief and get somebody else in there.
You got a feeling that not everybody's on the same plane here, you know? Did you, when you went to the game the other night, Marianne, was Eric Gregg the umpire at the game? Was he doing the home plate?
He was
doing
at home second.
Plate? Oh, so you could see home plate.
Oh.
So you could see the pitcher.
Oh. Oh,
I mean, I'd sure hate to have you spend all that money for right behind home seat plates and not be able to see home plates.
I've got to find something in here I can hit him with. There's newspaper. Would that work?
He said that.
What? We've all seen Eric Gregg. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a big, big guy.
I'm doing traffic.
Okay.
All right. It's brought to you by the St. Louis Rams. How much would you pay to see a 22-man prize fight? Rams single game tickets start at just $25. You can call 241-1888.